Hi everyone, this is Jordana from DrinkItIn_Jordana. It is Erev Shavuot today. And so with that, I would love to share some Shavuot thoughts to get us into the mood. Of course, these thoughts could always be used anytime. If you ever want to, again, sponsor a class, please be in touch with Shiur Enjoyment, sponsor for Fua, for Yeshua, for Aliyah and Neshama. All of these are wonderful things. So on Shavuot, we complete the counting of the Sefirot HaOmer. First, let me take a step back. I want to just tell you that I want to give an overview of Shavuot, and I really want to share a beautiful thought that I heard from Rav Yaakov Klein. So on Shavuot, we complete the counting of Sefirot HaOmer, which started on Pesach. The count began in the month of Nisan, when the Omer offering, that is, the first of the harvest, which consisted of barley, was brought to the temple on the second day of Pesach. Unlike wheat, barley is considered food for the animals. On Shavuot, on the 50th day of the count, wheat offering is brought to the temple. Wheat is considered a more refined grain and demands the activity and participation of man. This switch from the barley to the wheat over the weeks that we're counting up to Shavuot basically hints to us about growth and refinement. That's what we've been doing all this time. Each day we're supposed to rise above Olim B'Kedusha. So it takes inner strength and discipline to transform this animalistic side of ourselves that's represented by barley to elevate ourselves on the spiritual level that is the wheat. So the Sefirot HaOmer that we just experienced is a period of transformation where we prepare ourselves to receive the Torah. Our Chazal, our sages, say that the entire purpose of the Torah is to teach us human beings to do good for others. And I saw a beautiful concept. Something about we are human beings that are learning to incorporate spirituality, and that there's spirituality within us, that the purpose is to really rise above, and that's really what this whole purpose of Sefirot HaOmer is supposed to help us do. So it's interesting that Hillel, we all know Hillel is very famous, he says that which is hateful to you, do not do unto others. Everything else is just commentary. When we were in our own land, the Gemara tells us that a potential convert was taught the laws connecting with farming, laws that inculcate within us the care for others. These agriculture mitzvot are alluded to in the Megillah that we're going to be reading, Megillat Ruth, which we read on Shavuot. In the Megillah, it recounts the conversion also of Ruth, who fully accepted the Torah. Our Holbi highlights the deep connection between the spiritual mitzvot and something that we call social mitzvot, the mitzvot of Leket Peah Shechacha. When one opens themselves to others, it forms a close relationship with others. One is training themselves to open their heart to Hashem and form a relationship with Him. So it's interesting, in order to form a relationship with God, you also have to form a relationship with yourself. You have to learn to accept it. But this whole holiday is all about acceptance. It's all about accepting the Torah. Na'aseh v'nishma. We will do and we will listen. So many of us, like right now, it's beautiful that you might be listening to my shiur and you might be listening to my words. So beautiful to do that. But what do we do with that? Those words. It's not just about nishma. It's not that. What's the action that we are taking? Not only that, the action of in our lives. So many of us, it says, we're always looking at others. What do I mean? At the time of Matan Torah in the Gemara, it talks about that Hashem held a mountain over our heads. When He held that mountain, He said, if you accept the Torah, great. But if you don't accept the Torah, then over there, Sham, there, will be your burial place. The question that gets asked is, why over there will be the burial place? Why over there? It doesn't make any sense. Why not over here? It's because when we bury ourselves, when we're constantly looking over there, I want that person's life. I want that, what they have. I can't live with my problems. I wish I had their lives. We're constantly looking at over there as opposed to over here. That the whole purpose is to have acceptance, to see what we are going through and accept God in our lives and to accept our trials and tribulations and our struggles and see where we could inculcate God within our daily lives. That's acceptance. That's accepting of the Torah. We're accepting the Torah into the lives that we live. It's not just a matter of listening to my trinket ends and saying, oh, that's beautiful, for myself as well, but rather learning to incorporate those concepts, those thoughts, that nishma, and make it purely also nasa. That where the whole purpose is to become nasa, right? It's not just nishma, it's not just listening, but nasa v'nishma. Let's not forget, we all listen to beautiful ideas, but we need to put them into practice and accept what we are living right now. So with that powerful thought, I'm going to leave you, wishing you a happy Shavuot. Also just some little pointers to remember that David HaMelech was born on this day, and he composed the Tehillim. It's a very strong skula to read Sefer Tehillim on Shavuot. So if you have an opportunity to do that, it's something I enjoy doing. I find it very uplifting and spiritual. And don't forget about cheesecake. That's really the beauty, is that it's that there's beauty in what we might see as purely gaseous. And we're taking, remember, that barley and elevating it to wheat. So we're taking that cheesecake and we're elevating it and infusing it with the kedusha of the chag. Have a great, great, wonderful chag and Shabbat Shalom.